This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Baltimore today, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan called last night and its relative calm a turning point. Businesses and people working to get back to normal. Just in time, too, because Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genza reminds us that tourism and convention season is upon us, and Baltimore has just kicked off a big ad campaign.
Baltimore had just launched its new ad campaign April 2nd, featuring celebrities like Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr.
Baltimore knocks it out of the park every time.
Only about 3 weeks later, this was the soundtrack to the city. Now, Visit Baltimore, which handles the city's tourism and convention marketing, is pulling the new ad campaign. Visit Baltimore CEO Tom Noonan says they're working on a different message, reassuring tourists they'll be safe.
And the second thing we want is to make sure that they understand that the city's in great shape.
But that could be a hard sell. Two conventions scheduled for this week in Baltimore were canceled, and the city's 10 p.m. curfew is scheduled to stretch into next week. Restaurants and bars have already taken a hit, and things will get worse this weekend. Bernard Lyons is bar manager at Bertha's in Baltimore's touristy Fells Point neighborhood.
Especially, you know, for the waiters and waitresses and bar staff who rely on tips. That's like having probably two-thirds of your income just reduced overnight.
And the economic damage from a riot can last a long time, just as Los Angeles. Of course, its 1992 riots dragged on, and Baltimore's only lasted about a day. Rob Boddy teaches economics at Lake Forest College. He estimates L.A.'s riots cost the city almost $4 billion. And Boddy says help doesn't pour into a riot-torn city.
It's almost as if people are saying, you fouled your nest, you fix it.
But Baltimore residents are helping themselves, marching out with brooms to sweep up glass from shattered storefronts and holding peaceful demonstrations. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.